Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty big in the tech space, how AI is changing the game for databases. It's a complex area, always has been, but new tools are popping up. And today, our focus is on one called Inserto. It's a new AI co-pilot for databases, made some waves on Product Hunt recently. So our mission, really, is to unpack what makes Inserto tick, you know, its core features, who it's for, based on what we saw from the launch.
Yeah, and what's interesting is the core problem they're tackling. The founders, they pointed out this real gap. We haven't had truly AI-native tools that, like, get the full context.
Yeah.
Schemas, tables, indexes, even the business reasons behind them. A lot of earlier AI stuff. It would spit out queries that looked okay, maybe syntactically fine, but functionally wrong. Because they missed that deep context. Their whole mantra, context is everything, it sounds like marketing. But it's actually spot on. It addresses those past failures directly.
Right. Context is key. So Inserto calls itself an AI-native co-pilot. It takes natural language and turns it into, well, database tasks. They're making a bold claim to boosting developer productivity 10x with 90% less manual effort. That's huge. Beyond just speed, what does that actually mean for a team strategically?
That's the crucial bit. It's not just another text-equal converter. They call it text-to-task. You describe what you need done, like at a high level in plain English. And then its agents, which are context-aware, they figure it out. They gather the info, work together, and execute the whole task end-to-end. So it's about fulfilling the intent, not just translating one query.
Okay, text-to-task. That sounds powerful. But how does it handle tricky situations like ambiguous instructions or really specific business rules where a human might need to interpret things?
Good question. Apparently, it's designed to ask for clarification if things aren't clear. Kind of like how you'd talk to a colleague, right? The aim is to avoid those awful moments.
Mm.
We've all been there. Where an AI query seems fine, but then, oops, data's corrupted, or the schema breaks, is trying to prevent those database headaches.
Oh, I know those headaches well. Okay, so what specific tasks are we talking about here? The launch notes mention quite a few. Things like writing and optimizing queries, obviously, but also creating schemas, adding data, managing indexes, even automating bigger changes like splitting a column into a whole new table or validating data. That's pretty advanced stuff. And that troubleshooting example, why is memory high between 9 and 10 a.m. every day? That's a classic DBA problem, spending days on that manually if AI can pinpoint that. Wow.
Exactly. So it's really aimed at developers, DBAs, data engineers, basically anyone who works closely with databases and feels that friction. You know, the frustration when tools just don't understand what you're trying to achieve because they lack that context.
Makes sense. Now, security. Always a big one with database tools. Inserto says it runs locally, so no user data is going to their servers, credentials are hashed locally, only calls out are to the LLM providers. That local part sounds reassuring. But for people really focused on security, are there still things to watch out for, even with local tools interacting with core databases?
That's a really important point. Yeah, even running locally, you still need good practices. Manage those LLM API keys carefully. Follow your internal security rules. Local execution cuts down external risks, definitely, but you still need that internal vigilance. And this touches on some challenges, too. There was a good question on Product Hunt about schema drift, you know, when the database structure changes under the hood, and also about query optimization. The maker said, yes, the agent knows when the schema changes, but some complex optimization or deciding whether to accept big structural changes, that still needs a human.
Okay, so it's still very much a co-pilot, not fully autonomous. It assists, but doesn't take complete control.
Precisely. Human expertise is still vital for those big strategic calls and the really tricky edge cases. But the AI handles more and more of the grunt work.
Got it. So if people want to try this, what databases does Inserto work with right now? The list includes Redshift, PostgreSQL, ClickHouse, and MySQL. And they mentioned integrating BigQuery recently for a client, plus more databases are planned soon, maybe by the end of the month.
So yeah, the core value here is pretty clear. It's about making database work faster, easier, less prone to errors, all by focusing intensely on that deep context, understanding what you mean, not just what you type. Moving past command line struggles to, well, just talking to your database.
Which leaves a really interesting thought for you, our listener. As tools like Inserto get better at handling these complex, context-aware tasks, how does AI furnish the job? What happens to human expertise in database management? When AI handles the routine stuff, what new challenges, what higher-level strategic things will developers and data pros focus on next? Something to think about.